Why, in all heaven's name, would God create a universe filled with egoic little beings? I mean, we can see the story in the first story of the Bible, of Adam and Eve, if you will. Why would God do that? I mean, what's the purpose of all of that? Well, it seems to me, and this may grab you a little bit, it seems to me that God requires a great number of focal centers, that is, individuals, in order to awaken from the illusorial trap of material existence. Paradoxically, each center appears as a single self, with the ego providing surfaces of surrounding mirrors which produce the focusing. That without this focusing process going on, the material world could not come into being. In other words, the entrapment of this river, or the spiritual mind of God, or the river of time, however you want to call it, this entrapment process is necessary in order to have a material world. So God becomes trapped in space, time, and matter, fully aware that he, she, it, whatever sexuality you want to apply to God, which is beyond that, I would think, would become trapped, fully aware that he, she would become so trapped, but willing to have it happen. This is the great sacrifice. This is the sacrifice that is talked about in the Bible. This is the sacrifice that is talked about in all of the ancient teaching. God sacrifices himself, herself, in order to have a physical world. God tried to make a world which that didn't happen, but it didn't work. It was like a mechanical toy. It wound it up and let it go. I mean, people used to think like this, that it was that the universe is just a gigantic clockwork, and all God had to do was wind it up and let it go, and it would just go on forever. And there are some materialist scientists who still think that way, which I think, frankly, is a little bit stupid. But that's how some people tend to think. And it doesn't work. Any material mechanical device wound up to let go will eventually wear out because of the inevitable laws of thermodynamics, which govern all non-thinking mechanical devices. They all wear out. To the extent that our bodies are mechanical, they wear out. To the extent that we can bring our mind into our bodies, they don't wear out. And this is where time travel really comes into the equation of all of this. So I don't see God as a toy winder-upper. I see God as you, as me, as all of this. God is in everything. You've heard that before, but now I'm not trying to make it as just a mystical, oh, how wonderful metaphor, but I'm trying to imply to you that without that, there is no material world even. Because any material world of itself simply would eventually fade out of existence. It would just become random dust. It's not. In fact, if you look at the whole Big Bang to the present moment, that isn't at all what's happened. What's happened is that orderly packages began to form. First, particles of matter began to form. Even they, little particles of matter, the first protons and electrons, these are pretty amazing that they formed at all. We now have a model of the universe starting in terms of quarks and things called gluons and a field of gluons. I don't want to even get into that right now. But at the same time, these are indicating that order is emerging from the Big Bang, which is, to me, a huge chaotic boom. That order could not have ever emerged unless some mind got into it. So right now, let's end the debate between, is there intelligence in the universe or is it just an unintelligent machine? They're both looking at it from two distorted viewpoints, and they're both, in a sense, incorrect. It can't be anything but a mind enfoldment into materiality. In fact, the creating of materiality from nothingness, that has to be, and that can't stop just at the Big Bang. It must continue, because then we get the formation of atoms and then molecules, and from that we get formation of dust, and from dust we get the formation of planets and galaxies and stars. When dust collapses enough, it creates stars, and my God, look at this universe. It's a It's an amazing light show. I mean, how many billions of stars are there? Billions of billions? I mean, I don't even know. I have no idea. It just goes on and on. And we're still studying it. We're still trying to figure it all out. So take it for granted that God is trapped in the physical world as consciousness and is required to do so. And that is why individuality arises. It doesn't arise just to be egoic and to be pig-headed and to be against the whole spiritual thing. It arises simply because it has no other way in which a universe could even exist.